4. The book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah is what we used to call it when I first got saved. The book of Nehemiah. Everybody get your books open there. I felt like all week that I should maybe take a break from our 2 Thessalonians study. I know everybody was looking forward to that special chapter in chapter 2. It's got a lot of good stuff in it. But I felt like when we left here Sunday night that we was not mentally prepared for our spring program. So let's take a few minutes tonight and do that. I want to just talk out of my heart a little bit tonight. Are y'all cool enough now? Freezing? So you can hang meat up here. Amen. It'll go off there in a second. Amen. Brother Ray likes it cool, don't he? Oh boy, it's getting cold. It's frigid in here. Amen. All right, everybody give me attention, and I'm going to give you a list of what's on my heart tonight, and I really feel like it would help us all, especially our bus workers, especially our Sunday school teachers and junior church workers, anybody that's going to be helping here in the next few weeks. Here in the book of Nehemiah, you've heard this scripture many, many, many times. God had called this man to get a job done and build this wall. There were enemies. There was critics. There was people against them, as there always has been in God's Word. Anytime anybody's trying to do anything for God, there's going to be opposition. If there's not opposition, you ain't doing nothing for God. If you're not being opposed in your own life, you're not doing nothing for God. If everything's going right with you all the time, I think you're lying. I don't know anybody who everything goes right for them all the time. If it goes right for you once in a while, you ought to just jump up and down and thank God. But they had some opposition here. But they overcame the opposition and the obstacles and got the job done that God called them to do. Now, I don't know what some churches are even in business for. I don't even know why they exist. I know why I am. I've always got something that I'm going toward. A preacher has to have a goal. He has to have something he's shooting toward. Because everybody just come here and just sit every service and they go, oh, well, you know, we're waiting on the Lord to come and get us and take us to heaven. We've got to have a vision. What's the rest of this verse? Where there is no vision, the people what? Perish. People perish. And people are perishing tonight because churches don't have no vision. We got to have a vision. We got to see something that ain't there. And so let me read this scripture to you here in verse chapter 4 and verse 1. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth. That means he is mad. Yeah. It made him fat and mad. And took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren, I'm sure he did, and the army of Samaria, and say, what do these feeble Jews? What do they think they're doing? You ever heard anybody say that? What do these people think they're doing? I've had people say that to me. What does Danny think he's doing? He thinks he can just go anywhere and start a church? Yeah, you're right. I sure do. Anywhere God lets me and leads me. I do believe that. I believe God. You have a right to do what God called you to do. Amen? I had some man who was a freelance reporter wanted to do a story on my life. A few years ago, I was wanting to cause trouble. He called me and we argued on the phone for about 2 hours. And buddy, he gave me a fit. He said, what makes you think you can just go down there and rent a building and start a church? And I said, well, it's a free country, you know. I'm an adult. It's free country. You have a right to do what you want to. You have a right to write stupid articles. And, you know, if you believe that's what you ought to do, then do it. I have a right to do what God's called me to do. He said, you mean the Baptist can't take your license away from you? I said, no, they can't. I ain't got no license. Yes, and if I had some, I'd just wad them up and throw them at them. Ain't got nothing to do with preaching. He thought that a Baptist denomination had to license me before I could come. And so he's crazy, man. Let me tell you something. I'm a pretty easy fellow to get along with. When it comes to my call to preach and what I preach behind this pulpit or in it, buddy, that ain't none of nobody's business but me and God. None. And you're wasting your time trying to influence me, telling me what I should preach and what I shouldn't preach. It ain't going to affect it one bit. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. I'm easy. I'll fluctuate on the Sunday school classes or on a bus or something like that. But when it comes to what goes on right up here, that's between nobody but me and the Lord. And a preacher ain't worth his salt. The hireling and just works for a deacon board and lets them tell him what he's supposed to do and what he ain't supposed to do. Old Nehemiah said, God called me to build this wall, and we're going to get it done by the grace of God. And that's the way it's supposed to be. A woman came up to me one time years ago, and she said, Brother Danny, I think you should preach on this, and I think you should preach more on that. And I said, thank you. I appreciate your opinion, sister. God bless you. And I turned around and walked off like, it'll be snowing you know where when I let you tell me what I'm supposed to preach. I'm not trying to be a smart aleck. It would be a sin for me to do that. That would be a sin. Now, I'm open for suggestions. I am. But brother, preaching between God's man and the Lord and the Holy Ghost in this book. So Nehemiah, he said, what do the feeble Jews? I tell you what they do. They build the wall that God told them to do. People look at us and say, what do these feeble people over here at Shining Light? What do these feeble people? I tell you what these feeble people do. We put our money together and our heads together and our arms together and our strength together and our tithes and offerings together, and we buy some buses and go get people and get them saved. While they sit back and say, what do these feeble people? So there's 10,000 religious people in Burke County watching us. They ride by here every day saying, what are they doing? What do they think they're doing? We're doing what they're supposed to be doing. That's what we're doing. We're doing what they're supposed to be doing. Well, he said, will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heap of the rubbish which are burned? Scared to death, afraid they're going to do something for God. Now, Tobiah, the Ammonite, was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, shall even break down their stone wall. He said, well, don't worry about them people. If they was to build a wall, a fox could run over it and knock it down. Now, which, if that's true, what are they so upset about? I heard people say, old Danny, he ain't going to do nothing over there at Shining Light. Well, they're worried about it, Tim. He ain't going to do nothing. If I'm disqualified to preach, what are they worried about? God ain't going to use me. That's what I told this one guy. He said, you're disqualified. And I said, well, what are you so upset about? If God ain't going to use me, just forget it, right? But he's just been working, going crazy. One deep down inside, he's scared God's going to use me even though I am disqualified. Amen. And God does that. He does do that. Amen. And so look what he said here. Verse number 4. Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head. Nice, friendly little prayer. Lord, whatever they're saying about us, let it happen to them. That's bad, man. That's mean. And give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity. Let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together in the height thereof, for the people had a mind to work. There is no substitute for what I just got through reading you. The people had a mind to work. The people had a mind to work. Listen, we're a feeble bunch. We don't have a lot. We don't have a lot of means. We don't have a lot of abilities. We don't. Our church here, we're not blessed with a lot, you know, rich people and people that are influential in the city. And the mayor don't go here, and the sheriff don't go here, or the governor of North Carolina don't go here. But brother, there's nothing can stop us from having a mind to work. And if we'll put our minds and our hearts together, we'll get the job done that God's given us to do. We have, starting Saturday, 5 weeks, and then the youth rally week, 6, of hard work coming. We are right now in our third day of a 40-day fast. I am as serious as a heart attack about this 40-day fast. I am looking for God to look down from heaven. And every day, every moment between now and that youth rally, He's going to look down from heaven, and somebody from this church is going to be fasting. Somebody's fasting right now. Somebody will be fasting this time tomorrow. This time, stick with it. No matter, your stomach will say, look, you're getting dizzy. Look, it ain't going to kill you to get dizzy. One man said, I can't fast, I get dizzy. What makes you think that's the worst? The worst things could happen, you can get dizzy. You can still function being dizzy. Just because you're dizzy don't mean you're supposed to break your fast. Yet you just go right on. Do what you're supposed to do being dizzy. Amen. You say, I get a headache. Get one, brother. It ain't going to kill you. Headache ain't going to kill you. That's the poison's coming out of you. Take you something for it and keep on going. But let's fast and fast and pray till God sees and looks down. Amen. God bless us. God will bless us. God will bless us. I guarantee you He'll do it. So we're having a mind to work. Now what I want to do tonight is get us all organized and take just a few minutes about this mind to work. Somebody said this. There's no telling what can be accomplished if it don't matter who gets the credit. There's not many people that are willing to do stuff and not get credit for it. I heard these boys up here praying a while ago. Boys, if y'all, I wish y'all would do that every Wednesday night and every, we start having prayer meetings every Saturday night for the next few weeks. Man, I need that. I need that. I'm telling you, I need that. I feel my frailty. I feel in my humanness. And brother, I need some of you men to get under my arms like that and hold them up and say, God, help our old preacher. Help him to stand. As about one time, Brother Carmi Ledford, some of y'all remember Carmi. Carmi gave a testimony one time, and he's talking about all the bad stuff he's having to go through, and he'd been through all kinds of stuff. And he got up and he said, folks, he said, I just think about this bad time I'm going through and I've lost my job and all that. And he said, every time I start thinking that, I think about our poor old preacher. And everybody looked at me and I thought, Lord, I'm worse off than that. I mean, he was giving a sob story, brother. And he said, every time I think about it, I think about our poor old preacher. I thought, oh my soul, I am bad off. Somebody needs to pray me. And I think most of the time I have had it a lot worse than I realize I have. But I keep a good attitude and that makes it not as bad. But brother, you might as well, because it ain't gonna do no good to sit around and whine, feel sorry for yourself. Might as well shout right on through. Yeah. Might as well just raise your hand and say, glory to God, it's all part of my journey and headed home. But I'm not as tough as I act like a lot of times, really. I act pretty tough, but a lot of times inside I am hurting. And I am scared. And I am worried. And I am going. So don't let me fool you. I need your prayers. Amen. I need your prayers. I'm not as bad as I act like I am, really. I'm really, I need prayer. I need prayer. I'm telling you, I need your prayer. A lot of people look at me and say, they go, oh, he's Superman. He don't need no prayer. I do need your prayers. I do need your prayers. And I ain't Superman. I try, but I ain't. I'm a long way from it. Brother, I'm telling you, I need your prayers. I need your prayers. So let's all get together and pray. Now, the church tonight is like a body. We're the body of Christ here at Shining Light Baptist Church. We are a local body. A body has hands. Without my hands, I could not brush my teeth. Or it would be very difficult. Without my feet, I could not walk in my office. My feet don't do what my hands can do. Now this is important. Listen to me. My hands don't do what my feet do. My feet are carrying me around. My hands turn the pages on my Bible. My eyes see the words. My brain thinks it. My mouth speaks it. You've got to have all that working together to be a whole man. And ladies and gentlemen, our church is a body. We've got to have all the body parts working to have a successful spring campaign and a great youth rally. All the parts got to be. What you got to do is figure out your part and do your part. Amen? Now, I know my part. I know my part. I'm doing mine right now. Of course, I got a bunch of other parts too. I'm in the bus ministry. I try to be a part of it every Saturday that I'm not going to preach in or have to travel somewhere. And I know my part. You've got to figure out your part and do it. Our church is still young, only 3 years old. So a lot of folks haven't figured out exactly your nook yet. But I'll help you with that. I'll help you. I've noticed that our church, we have people in here with different abilities. Old Mighty Mike back there, he's a man of many, many talents. He can do about anything. pretty good and not much of nothing good. No, Brother Mike, he can do a lot of stuff. He's good at finding stuff. We was talking about parts of his car and stuff like that. There's a lot of stuff. Keep him buses going, stuff like that. He's good at what he does. I was thinking about Fred there. Fred, he's an electrician and a bunch of other stuff too. He's an electrician. He can do electrical work. I know absolutely nothing about electrical work. Now, did you know God is sending us people little by little? I know we're getting ready to get some land somewhere. Real, I can feel it coming. You know Jeremy, the new guy that come in? You know what he does for a living? He's a welder. And God sent him here for us to get him saved and sent him to help us. You know, if you build a building, it's got a second floor in it. You got to have steel steps in it by the code. They have to be welded together. First thing I thought of when he told me he was a welder, I seen a set of steps in my head. Just like that. And I said, you thought you just come here to get saved. You didn't come here to get saved. We didn't care if you got saved or not. We just want you to be a welder. Not kidding. But God, if we'll stay busy and preach the word and reach souls, God will send the people in that's able to do different things. And I don't know nothing about welding. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. If you give me a welding torch, I could tear up some stuff. I'd burn a hole in the pulpit. I'd set the woods on fire. But I don't know how to weld two pieces of steel together. Now, Brother Ray, y'all know, I went up Brother Ray's this morning. Me and him been doing some vehicle finagling a little bit. Somebody really made fun of me for saying that the other day, finagle. But I guess these younger generation has no sense. Somebody asked me, they said, finagle? What does that mean? I thought, what does that mean? Messing? Messing around? Finagling around? Fooling? Fooling around? Just messing with it? Well, but anyway, me and him, he's been helping me because what I'm trying to do is keep an automobile with not too many miles on it. So we got in this thing, bought me a wrecked car, and he's fixing it for me. And most of you know that. And I went over there this morning to look at some stuff and take some stuff. I was working on one of the doors. And I liked it. And I'm amazed at how he can take a car. Oh, Lord, you ought to see it right now. And he's worked a lot on it. You ought to still see it. It looked like one of them suicide bombers rode in on that thing. Honestly, no inside. Boom! Completely all two pieces. But he's got a talent. He's got a talent and can turn that thing to make it look new. Ain't no way to do that. I can think it, and I can finagle around and get it and make the deal, but he's got the talent to paint it. Have you ever tried to paint a car? I have. With a spray can? That's the way you really know you're a redneck if you've ever painted your car with a spray can. How many's ever done that? Raise your hand. Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness. Church is full of them. We got some rednecks in this church. You want me to tell you a redneck story? I'll save a couple of them. Brother Ray back there, Miss Lorinda. I'll tell you one on Lorinda. Can I tell you one on Lorinda? I can't. Ain't nobody here but us and the Lord and the devil. And these people don't gossip. They won't tell nobody. Redneck. Going to Marion Auto Works. But anyway... That's pretty redneck, boy. When you drive down the road backwards, because the reverse is the only gear that'll work. Oh, Jeff Foxworthy or whoever he is needs to make him up some stuff on that. But anyway, you know, Brother Ray, he can do that. He can paint that thing and make it look brand new. Unbelievable. That God's given him a gift to be able to do that. Old Double Deuce garage. And Max here, he's got a gift to be able to do work with cars. He knows all kind of stuff about cars. People in here, Mr. T, he can paint. They painted my house back in the fall. I'm telling you, sealed up the cracks and made that thing. There's no way I could have painted it and made it look like that. But see, everybody's got something they can do. And there ain't no doubt in my mind, when God puts you in the body of Christ, there's something for you to do. You need to be doing something in this church. Everybody. Every one of them. There ain't no such thing. They say when God ain't never made a rabbit. He didn't have a trail for him to run down. God ain't never made a squirrel he didn't have a tree for him to climb. And God ain't never saved a soul that he didn't have something he wanted that person to do. He's got something for you to do, or he'd have took you on to heaven. So let's all put our minds together, and I want every one of us to get involved. Now, fasting is something everybody can do. You say, Brother Danny, I just can't do it. I promise you, you can. Well, I fasted, because today's my day, and about 4 o'clock this evening, my stomach went, I'm starving, send me something down here. And honestly, I started panicking a little bit, and I do that. I've been doing this for 15 years, dearly. And 14 years, started in 1990, regular. And you know what? Something in me said, well, you're getting awful weak. You know, and you got to preach tonight, and you got to, you know, and you know, I mowed grass today. I went over there and worked on the car. Come back, and mowed my grass. No, and it said you're getting weak, and my stomach was hurt. And then all of a sudden, I thought, well, just because my stomach's hurting, don't mean I'm supposed to eat. I'm fasting, and I won the victory, and it quit hurting. And I feel fine now. I'm ready to jump around, play some ball, whatever. Right now, I feel great. It'll probably hit me again after a while, about 9 o'clock. A hamburger. And I'll say, shut up, you got one last night. And he'll say, on a hamburger. This is murder. I'm going to sue you. And I'm going to say, no, you ain't. You can shut up till tomorrow. And in my mind, I made up my mind that every time my stomach says that, I can see the fairground. And I can see the invitation, and I can see a bunch of kids on their knees. Every time. Now, every one of us can do that. You might not be able to fast long. Some people can go longer than others. You do whatever God leads you to do. Get you a date. What about this? You know what we're trying to do is get extra workers on our buses for our spring program. I'm going to hurry. Extra workers on our buses for our spring program. There ought to be a bunch of you here tonight say, hey, I'm not normally in the bus ministry, but for 5 Saturdays, I can help out. For 5 Saturdays, I can help out. You say, well, I can't. I'm going to be gone on vacation. For 4 Saturdays, I can help out. 2 Saturdays, 1 Saturday, I can help out. On May 1st, on that Saturday, we're going to have an all-day marathon visitation. That would be a great day just to come stay all day long for our big day on May 2nd at the Bus Kids Picnic. See, everybody can help out. You folks who have went a few times, come on out and go with us this Saturday, next Saturday. Now, the breakfast. We'll get with you tonight, Lorraine, about this Saturday, whichever one. Who volunteered to help? Miss Sue? Somebody? Miss Helen? Who else? Oh, Miss Sandy? Okay, I didn't see Sandy. I'm sorry. All right, what we need to do is y'all get together tonight and find out which one wants to do which. We want to have at least 3 good breakfasts and 2 little breakfasts, donuts and oranges and something like that. So we can do that every single week. What about some of you ladies? Somebody mentioned to me the other day, we need somebody to come and keep the nursery. Well, Crystal asked me about this. Said, Brother Dan, we get somebody to come and keep the nursery on Saturday, just for a few hours, where the bus workers. She has to take 2 babies out on bus route, just about. Out on bus route, all day long. That shouldn't be. I mean, you shouldn't have to do that. There ought to be enough people in this church to say, hey, I'll help out a little while in order that these bus workers can go. Wouldn't you agree with that? Say amen. The people had a mind to work. I tell you what people want. People want a great church, and they want it to grow, and a beautiful building, and everything, and the Spirit of God be there, and people get saved right and left, but don't want to have a lick to see it happen. That's what people want. And that's why it ain't happening. Brother, we're going to have to work for what we get. We're going to have to work. And ain't no millionaire going to come along and give us no money. We're going to have to work for it and sweat and dig it out of the parking lot, brother, and get the job that God's got for us to do. Fix the breakfast. Run the buses. We'll be running our buses on May 14 and 15, Friday night and Saturday night at the youth rally. Fill them full, bringing kids to the youth rally. We will be having a contest in here, adult class, Sunday school. Everybody that's in the adult class, listen up. We're going to be having a contest starting Sunday morning. You bring visitors. They have to be somebody who's not been here in 6 months to be counted a visitor. There can't be somebody who just comes about every 2 or 3 weeks and you say, oh, I call them and they come. You know, that don't count. Somebody who's not been here in 6 months will be counted a visitor. Hope you're going over your prayer list every day and working on it. Now, they also, they must come to Sunday school. If they come at 11 o'clock, you cannot count them as your visitor. This is a Sunday school campaign. They must come to Sunday school. In other words, they have to be here at least part of the Sunday school class. If they come in late, 10:30 or whatever, and get in on part of it, you may count them. If they come in right when it's over, you may not count them. We're going to have a nice prize in here in the adult class for whoever brings the most visitors during those 5 Sundays. I'm going to be bringing a special presentation in here. Brother Derek's going to have some special lessons. We got something on the resurrection this coming Sunday, and we're really, really excited about it. So what I want to ask you to do tonight, let's have a mind to work. I tell you what, if it was your kid out there, and they lived in an apartment over there, a trailer park, you'd say, dear God, please. If you was in heaven, you'd say, dear Lord, please, put it on some bus worker's heart to knock on that door, to bring my boy, my girl to church, and see him saved. Amen? And keep rid of what goes on. All right, I'm going to stop right there.